The Traveler's Journal, June 11th, with Trips for the Saucier's Apprentice. The last decade has seen a dramatic increase in the number of places one can go to learn the fine arts of food preparation. While most big cooking schools are geared for professional training, an increasing number are also offering less intensive courses for those who simply want to gain better knowledge of a particular cuisine. In addition, numerous noted cooking superstars are offering weekend and week-long workshops in some very palatable places, both in the U.S. and abroad. These programs usually combine elegant accommodations along with insights into a region's culture as well as its cuisine. After breakfast, a typical day might start with a demonstration by the master chef, followed by hands-on class preparation. After lunching on the morning's lessons, students might take a field trip to the local market for tips on picking prime ingredients. Another day might include a visit to a nearby vineyard for a tour and tasting. Strolls through museums and winding village streets may all be on the syllabus. If you find the idea of a cooking vacation enticing, start by picking an area or cuisine that makes your mouth water. One source, the Shaw Guide to Cooking Schools, lists nearly 1,100 amateur and professional courses around the world. Several travel companies now also specialize in cooking classes and culinary tours. Costs vary widely, so be sure to find out what's included. How big are classes? Too many cooks still spoil the soup. For cooking class contacts, check our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.